Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. We thank God today for Emmanuel, God with us. Our Savior, you are love. You loved each and every one of us listening today. Before we were born, you set out a plan to rescue us from our sin long before creation. You loved this world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on him should not perish in our sin, but would have everlasting life in your Son. Emmanuel, God with us, our hope, our confidence of salvation, come to this earth as God, man, to dwell among us, to be an example of what this life could be and helping us to see you. Thank you, God, for the greatest gift of all, life with you through the sacrificial blood of Christ on the cross. Thank you for that payment in full as He took our punishment upon Himself. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for sending Emmanuel to lead us to you. We thank you for the priceless gift of your love. Amen.
Oh,
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading as well as a short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while at the same time edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Yourself with rare humanity.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
Emmanuel.
Of all the things we have to be thankful for, the most important of them all is the love of God, demonstrated through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, God with us, otherwise described in the Bible by the word Emmanuel. Just think about this concept. The God of the universe, creator of all that is, the eternal God, Alpha and Omega, so loved the world, us, that He sent His Son in the fullness of time, born of a woman, to live on this earth with us. God with us. May the Lord help us to recognize the reality of this historical fact and what this means to you and me as we listen to Scripture today. From Isaiah chapter 7, the Lord sent this message to King Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation, Ahaz. Make it as difficult as you want, as high as heaven or as deep as the place of the dead. But the king refused. No, he said, I will not test the Lord like that. Then Isaiah said, listen well, you royal family of David. Isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? All right then, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give a birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Here is an example of what Scripture means when it refers to God being with them. From Isaiah 59, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Listen to yet another reality of God being with his people as a matter of protection. From Isaiah chapter 8, the Lord spoke also unto me again, saying, For as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks. And he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of the land, O Emmanuel. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all you of far countries. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. From Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So folks, just think about the spiritual reality of having God with us. This is described in Romans 8, 28-39. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Of the Lord, and we all Lord, you've taught us in your word to give thanks in everything. You'll provide a place of refuge beneath the shadow of your wings. So we purpose to obey you and to walk in all your ways. Lord, in every situation, we'll bring the sacrifice of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Yeah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we continue to give thanks for Emmanuel, God with us. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.